Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The Johnny Mosley podcast is up. It's awesome this week. Next week, he's actually doing an interview with Ted Ligety, who's like a two-time Olympic downhill skier. And this week we talk a lot about rollerblading and our experiences with not killing ourselves on them.
All right.
Yeah, it's great. You can find
you
it at radio.
Go watch the video of Sarah yesterday getting lessons. Where can people watch that on your Instagram?
It's I think there's a link to it on mine, which is Clarky Clark, but it's on the full length is on the it's Johnny Mosley Pod Instagram. So check it out.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the graduating class of 2020. COVID-19 may have taken away your graduation ceremony, but it can't take away your diploma. Let us know how you're celebrating a graduate close to you by texting us. Aww. The number's 800-400-3697. We'll throw them a shout out and a congratulations.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Sure. All right, weather today. It looks like in my location, I'm expecting sunny and 74. We go now via satellite around the horn to separate locations all over the Bay Area where we have correspondents ready to report weather. We'll begin in Dublin.
And Dublin.
Dublin.
It looks like we're having a satellite hookup problem, but we will get back to you with the weather around the Bay as soon as possible. Bryn, let me know when that hookup's ready, okay?
Yeah.
You got it, dude.
Thank you.
Technical difficulties.
Sheesh. Try to do something big and just like stepping on a rake right in the face. Thanks a lot.
Who do we know from Dublin?
No one.
He's being.
Oh, yes. All Natural Stone is going to.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll get All Natural Stone on the line. Hold on. One second.
Yeah, please get them on the line.
Oh, that's just what they want. They've been waiting. You know, they want to work so badly, just like everybody else. And we call them, hey, how's the weather in Dublin?
Yeah, what's going on in Dublin? Dublin!
Anyway, all right, so that didn't hit. Whatever. I just, you know, anything to prolong or postpone, I mean, the inevitable coronavirus
agony.
Conversation. Mm. Let me begin here with today's National Teacher Day.
Oh.
So I don't know how that's going to go for everyone, as most teachers have been working from home and doing their teaching via Zoom conference and more. But we do miss you and appreciate you and look forward to getting the kids back in school. And I don't know how are you going to get schools back going again?
I don't know. It's going to be tricky.
Teaching's only gotten harder. So
yeah. For some of us, working from home has made life easier, simplified things, but not for teachers, man. I feel like teachers might have one of the hardest, I mean, they already have one of the hardest jobs, but like
right.
to transition from going in and having one-on-one time with kids in a classroom and a group of kids to having to be a Zoom administrator and figure out how you're going to deal with this. It just, oh God, it just makes me want to take a nap.
Well, that was when Gavin announced we're looking into all the different possibilities for the school year, including starting the next school year in July. My first thought was, teachers aren't off. They're not going to be, they don't, they're working harder than before, and they're not going to be quick to say, yeah, let's come back early. I just don't, I don't believe that.
Oh my God, I'd love to come back early.
Right.
This hasn't been hard at all. I mean, I just, it's such a joy. I want to come back in July. Do we even have to stop? Can we just keep going?
Well, so teachers, you know, we're thinking of you, and it is National Teacher Day. So let a teacher know you appreciate them today. Today is also Cinco de Mayo.
So oh, right. Oh, goodness. Of course it is.
Bottle of tequila that you stocked up on, you know, weeks ago is ready to be opened and pounded. Oh, we were watching.
I got to work tomorrow.
Pounding. We were watching Old School on Friday night.
Yes. Yeah.
And even though I've been with my partner for 12 years, 11 years, I don't know, there's still things that come up where I go, oh, have you ever done a beer bong? Because they were doing a beer bong, and she's like, yeah, like maybe once. I didn't like it. I don't, it's too much out. It's too much at once. I'm like, that's the whole point. It's supposed to go right down your throat fast so you could drink like a six pack in 10 minutes. And she didn't get it at all. And then
that's because there's nothing to get there. That's just, how about we just, you know, socially sip our beers? Why do we have to pound
them? Have you done a beer bong?
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's
it. Seems like it just seems like, you know, you're rushing toward the end of the night when you do that. Like, well, your own personal end of the night. Like, and frankly, I don't recommend guzzling booze for chicks anyway. Like, I mean, really for anyone, but. You know, God knows. I mean, I've rescued my share of chicks, and I've been rescued plenty of times. And it's, you know, you're not exactly in like prime decision making mode when you've done six beer bongs.
Yeah, no, I actually, I'm joking. It is a recipe for vomit. It's
and
for
and other things,
right,
that happen to women.
Oh, is that what you were getting?
That's what I was getting at. Yeah.
All right.
But also vomiting. Nobody wants to vomit.
Lots of Americans will be celebrating Cinco de Mayo today, whether that's with some shots, margarita. Alcohol sales have been up during the pandemic,
so most people are
well stocked and ready to party. So,
yeah. I won't drink today because it's a Tuesday. You know, I don't do it during the week. Bryn, you will though, and Nicole, you probably will too, huh? Young
Bryn can't drink right now; he's having a gout flare up.
Oh, really? Bryn, has that stopped you from drinking?
Yeah, I haven't drank since Friday.
Wow, that is actually saying something.
Well, I got the gout on Saturday. Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how painful it is.
And you hadn't started drinking already when it came on?
Saturday?
Yeah.
It happened while I was coming home from my plumbing thing.
Oh, like as you were driving home, like all of a sudden you're like, oh no, my foot is starting to throb?
Yeah, you know, I kind of twisted it a little bit, so I thought it was just a twisted ankle, and I was like, oh, this kind of sucks. And then it just gradually increased and swelled up. So no drinking, even on Cinco.
Are you going to drink today, Nikki?
Yeah.
Good for you. There you go.
Oh, the young people and their recovery times.
So this next story is a trip, because as we hit last weekend, you could see the people of Southern California had it. And then you realize, I took a drive around here, the people around here have had it. No one wants to be trapped inside anymore. And the pushback had really begun hard this last weekend. And suddenly what you're seeing is a lot of politicians are realizing they may have pushed this shelter in place as far as they can. And that's, you know, I'm sure Gavin, among other leaders, would love to see people wait this out a little longer. But then you've got to also decide about what damage and how can we possibly recover from this work stoppage.
Right.
So it looks like Governor Gavin Newsom announced that some retail stores across the state can reopen this coming Friday.
Oh, boy.
So that is obviously because of the growing pressure. The stay-at-home order has ruined our economy.
Yes. Well, I do feel like as long as you are... Look, we've been going in and out of grocery stores. So we have been retailing. That is, in effect, you know, And we've learned the processes. We're physically distant from each other. As long as people have masks and also, frankly, gloves are great. As long as people have those things on and we keep some distance, I don't see why we can't start to slowly resume this stuff.
Well, and
hashtag move California forward.
That's what's beginning. So the new changes are part of that four-stage plan the governor had laid out last week to gradually transition back to normal. You know, there's 40 million people in this state, and a lot of them, I don't know what the percentage is, but there's the unemployment is high right now. A lot of people lost their jobs by this. So I guess getting things fired back up will hopefully see a return to of some of these jobs as well. I don't know how that's going to go. So we'll see. But right. I know that some of the retailers in my local area were posting on Instagram, we're back this Friday. And I think that you'll see, I don't think we'll see crowds because that's not what we're supposed to see. But hopefully we'll see support for these local businesses that could use your
a
money.
Boost right now, my God.
Yeah. So, and
buy
that'll
local
also
if you possibly can.
Let's see. Under the new state guidelines, the governor said bookstores, music stores, toy stores, florists, sporting good retailers, and others can reopen for pickup, and manufacturing and logistics can resume in retail supply chains. So it's possible with your mask, you'll be able to go into your favorite store and buy what it is you need.
That's
I know plenty
news.
Of people have probably ordered on Amazon, even if they don't normally do that, because they're like, well, I need this thing, and I can't go out and get it. And it's been 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
And that's not helping. I mean, look, I'm as guilty as anyone of ordering from Amazon. And this has really made me realize, you know, if we don't support the stores around us, they just won't exist anymore. And when something, you know, like this happens, I mean, it's been tragic. So I'm actually going to try to think local more than I have.
So if you're wondering about what stage three looks like, And according to this story, they're saying it's still months away. But
so this is stage two we're talking about?
This is stage two we're in, okay. Which is the opening of certain retail locations in your area. Stage three is still, according to this, months away. But that's hair salons, gyms, sport competitions in empty stadiums, and religious services. And then the final stage would basically end the stay-at-home order and all restrictions. Mm. And that would allow us to get back to concerts and sporting events as we knew them. And that's probably not going to be an option, according to this, until a vaccine becomes widely available. And I thought we'd been holding off on even going to stage two because testing was not available in the numbers that was needed. But I guess we've gotten there somehow.
People are just pushing.
I think that's it. And, you know, we talked about this the other day. Gavin is someone who's elected. So he's very aware that an upset voter in California can change his job status.
Yep. And the guys, I mean, you know, you've known it since we've known him, which is 20 plus years. Like, this is a guy who is, he's already the governor. I mean, he's risen high, and I feel that he wants to go all the way.
Oh, God. There's no question. If you asked me what's that guy's deal, I'd
end
say
game.
He hopes to be president.
Yep.
That's the hope. So he gets it, and it looks like you've pushed him into action, and he's on it. We should talk to that guy. You think that's a bad idea?
No.
Oh, we should talk to that guy.
Can you reach out to Hooman? I think he's our only direct line to the governor. We still have to go through Hooman.
Get us connected. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
I mean, I follow him, but I don't think he follows me. So,
oh, Gavin,
that'd probably be bad for his image. I can't follow her.
What are you talking about? You've been a supporter of his for 20 years.
I have.
Yeah, that's he likes you, and he knows you too. By the way, it's not like he wouldn't recognize you if he saw you.
No, I think he'd recognize me. I mean, you can only like really dress someone down so many times before they, you know, you're imprinted. Like every time I say, I'd be like, oh, that tie, that hair. Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, that's your
which,
deal.
Of course, I wouldn't do now. You know, he's the governor. I guess I'd tone that down a little. But God, he was always so smarmy. He's so I actually really like him, and I like a lot of the things he stands for, and he's made me very proud many times. But I'm like, oh God, the hair. Like, he just looks so smarmy. So anybody who doesn't know him and doesn't know his politics takes one look and goes, ew. It's like a greasy politician. He needs a shortcut, you know? Enough of the pomade. What is he doing?
I don't know. That's his look.
That's his, apparently. Ugh.
You know what? My friend Danny, when we were kids in high school, he had this move. And he just, he'd comb his hair to the side.
Yes.
And then he'd take a blow dryer and blow the front straight up. And then he'd take hairspray and just... And zip it.
I remember that look. Sure. That's fine.
And he had that look. I bet you, and I haven't seen him in a long time.
You think he still has it?
Hi, Swanee. But I bet he still has the same haircut. Like, was the dude who didn't. He found himself.
He's like Jay.
Very, very early in life and stayed with that move the whole
Dedicated.
Way. Right.
Yep. When you find your look, it is actually hard to depart from it because it's what you're known for.
Gavin walked up with a shorter, less
stupid
haircut, yeah. You'd be like, whoa, it's too much.
It wouldn't be too much. I'd be like, oh, look at you taking this political thing seriously.
Oh, God. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things. Did they mention restaurants or bars? Not in the story I'm reading, no. The original stage two, they were going to be included, but suddenly they've disappeared from mention.
Hmm.
You know, I know a lot of restaurants have switched to this takeout model, and they're trying to do that for the time being. I also think that there will come a point where they can take in small numbers of people.
Right.
Probably half what they're used to.
Or less, even. I wonder if that's just going to be the new norm that they'll, you know, they won't put people in tables next to each other. Like, if your capacity is 100 people, maybe they're down to 30 to 50 because they're separating the tables.
I don't know. But that's not there in the story that I'm reading. It's retail locations. It has nothing to do with food and...
Right.
Sitting for hours. You know, some people sit in a restaurant for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. They take their time over their meal.
So there's really not an option for that at the moment. But I'll tell you as soon as I read it. Oh, God, don't encourage gloves. For the love, learn proper hand hygiene. People wearing gloves in a supermarket isn't helping anyone.
Why?
Yeah, I like my gloves.
I like my gloves, too. I like them because once I get out of the store, I can turn them inside out, you know, take them off and turn them inside out, and then all the germs are inside there.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, please, you know, since you mentioned it, I've seen gloves all over the ground. Please stop with that. That is disgusting. Don't become a litter bug in this whole thing.
408 says, if there is a second wave because not everybody has gloves or hand sanitizer or masks, then who's to blame? And do the lawsuits fly against the governor and California because of it? The lawsuits are flying already anyway. And it's all about, and I understand this. Can you imagine if you lost someone that you love and you didn't even get to go see them because they were brought into a hospital and they went away, and then you don't even get to have a funeral for that? People are going to be suing like crazy over this.
Well, loss of life, loss of income, loss of, and jobs, loss of businesses. I mean, this is a CF of the size we've never seen before.
Right.
It's like the repercussions of this are far reaching.
Two of my kids, this is from 707, are teachers and my son-in-law, and are all working hard from home. Thanks for the shout-out. Yeah, it's Teacher Appreciation Day, everyone. So
take a minute and thank you, teachers.
Thank you, teachers. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Tattoos Day, Vincent, right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.